It's across the street that there are needs in our community, where people just take a step back and say, who is it that has a need that I can meet?
Sometimes we may know what God wants us to do, but we can only think of reasons why we can't do it. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jim Gash finally realized how his excuses had prevented him from taking part in God's greater plan for his life.
And that was my excuse for the longest time is, I got a wife, I got kids, I got jobs, I got excuses. And it was finally what is more important? What I have for you or what you have for you? And so that was the first barrier to say, okay, Lord, what you have for me is more important. I get that. But it's not just across the world or across the country. It's across the street that there are needs in our community, where people just take a step back and say, who is it that has a need that I can meet?
Jim has learned to be flexible in his schedule to help meet needs in his community.
Maybe it's in my spare time on a Saturday. Maybe it's in my evening on a Wednesday, tutoring a kid or mentoring a kid or doing something to reach into my community, as opposed to saying, I've got this schedule. I've got these things. We got to set stuff down, open up our hands a little bit and let God put things in our hands, instead of saying, sorry, Lord, what you've given me has filled my hands. I have nothing else to do. When what's really happened is we've loaded our hands with things that we want to do, or that things that we feel like are important to us. We're not willing to empty our hands and say, God, use me.
As we empty our hands that overflow with good activities, God is able to fill our hands with ways in which he wants to use us. For some ideas on meeting the needs of the people around you, go to makingyourlifecount.com.